Romans 8:28, God's Word Translation. We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, those whom He has called according to His plan. Bible Before Breakfast, Mildred Kingsley Okonkwo here. Hi everybody, are you following the Easter story? Yesterday, we looked at how long Thursday was, and it's still ongoing, interestingly. But today, all over the world, everyone is celebrating Good Friday. And as a child, I was raised Catholic, so Good Friday was a big deal at our house. Good Friday was the day we were not allowed to eat meat, so everyone would eat fish and would go for mass in the morning, and everyone generally just be sober and like really sad. So Good Friday, even though it was called Good Friday, was really not a good day. Until I got older and gave my life to Christ, and I began to understand how good Good Friday really was. The original intent that God had for Good Friday. And today I'm going to read the Bible to you. It's a long read, but it's worth it, because I want you to hear the story from the Bible itself. So I'm reading to you John 19. Don't say I didn't warn you, it's a long read. John 19, from the very first verse, the Message translation. Remember, I told you part of the story yesterday, but I want to read it to you so you'd hear it for yourself. There's so much power in reading God's word, and I just love to read the Bible. It says, "So Pilate took Jesus and had him whipped. And the soldiers, having braided a crown from thorns, set it on his head. And they threw a purple robe over him and approached him with, 'Hail, King of the Jews!' Then they greeted him with slaps in the face. And Pilate went back out again and said to them, 'I present him to you, but I want you to know that I do not find him guilty of any crime.' Just then, Jesus came out wearing the thorn crown and purple robe. And Pilate announced, 'Here he is, the man.' When the high priest and police saw him, they shouted in a frenzy, 'Crucify, crucify!' And Pilate told them, 'You take him, you crucify him. I find nothing wrong with him.' And the Jews answered, 'We have a law,'" how convenient, "'and by that law he must die because he claimed to be the Son of God.' When Pilate heard this, he became even more scared. He went back into the palace and said to Jesus, 'Where did you come from?' Jesus gave no answer. Pilate said, 'You won't talk. Don't you know I have the authority to pardon you, the authority to crucify you?' And Jesus said, 'You haven't a shred of authority over me, except what has been given you from heaven. That's why the one who betrayed me to you has committed a far greater fault.' At this, Pilate tried his best to pardon him, but the Jews shouted him down, 'If you pardon this man, you are no friend of Caesar's. Anyone setting himself up as a king defies Caesar.' When Pilate heard those words, he led Jesus outside. He sat down at the judgment seat in the area designated the stone court, in Hebrew, Gabbatha, in the preparation day for Passover. The hour was noon. Pilate said to the Jews, 'Here is your king.' They shouted back, 'Kill him! Kill him! Crucify him!' Pilate said, 'I am to crucify your king?' The high priest answered, 'We have no king except Caesar.' Pilate caved into their demand. He turned him over to be crucified. They took Jesus away, carrying his cross. And Jesus went out to the place called Skull Hill, the name in Hebrew is Golgotha, where they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, Jesus in the middle. And Pilate wrote a sign and had it placed on the cross. It read, 'Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews.' Many of the Jews read the sign because the place where Jesus was crucified was right next to the city and was written in Hebrew, Latin, and Greek. The Jewish high priest objected. 'Don't write,' they said to Pilate, 'The King of the Jews? Make it, this man said, 'I am the King of the Jews.' And Pilate said, 'What I've written, I've written. I say what I said.' When they crucified him, the Roman soldiers took his clothes and divided them up four ways, to each soldier a fourth, But his robe was seamless, a single piece of weaving. So they said to each other, let's not tear it up. Let's throw dice to see who gets it. And this confirmed the scripture that said, they divided up my clothes among them and threw dice for my clothes. The soldiers validated the scriptures. While the soldiers were looking after themselves, Jesus' mother, his aunt, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene stood at the foot of the cross. And Jesus saw his mother and the disciple he loved standing near him. And he said to his mother, woman, here is your son. Then to the disciple, here is your mother. From that moment, the disciple accepted her as his own mother. Jesus, seeing that everything had been completed so that the scripture record might also be complete, he said, I'm thirsty. A jug of sour wine was standing by, and someone put a sponge soaked with the wine on a javelin and lifted it to his mouth. After he took the wine, Jesus said, it's done, complete. Some other versions say, it is finished. And bowing his head, he offered up his spirit. Notice, Jesus offered up his spirit. It wasn't taken from him. Then the Jews, since it was the day of Sabbath preparation, and so the bodies wouldn't stay on the crosses over the Sabbath. So today was Friday. It was a high, holy day that year. They petitioned Pilate that their legs be broken to speed death and that the bodies be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first man crucified with Jesus and then the other. And when they got to Jesus, they saw that he was already dead. So they didn't break his legs. One of the soldiers stabbed him in the side with his spear, and blood and water gushed out. The eyewitness to these things has presented an accurate report. He saw it himself and is telling the truth so that you also will believe. These things that happened confirm the scriptures. Not a bone in his body was broken. And the other scripture that reads, they will stare at the one they pierced. Long read, but interesting read. Jesus died on Friday. And if you really do some research, you'll find that Jesus died on Friday at 3 p.m. I can't even begin to imagine what his mother went through, sitting through all of this, knowing fully well who he was, and wondering why this guy just doesn't just show his power, you know, and just snap his finger and let everybody fall. Jesus stayed silent. Jesus carried his cross. Jesus walked all the way to that cross. Jesus was nailed to that cross, all because of you and I. And I know it looks bad. So we wonder, why would anyone name that kind of a horrible day Good Friday? Now, some other versions tell you some really amazing things that happened that day. So at the point where Jesus died, there was an earthquake, the sky went dark, and then the temple, the curtain in the temple separating the people from the Holy of Holies was ripped from the top to the bottom. So a lot of things that proved that this was God in the flesh, the Messiah really had come, was all there. But the most important thing, that Jesus did this for you. He stayed on that cross for you. And he said, it is finished. What is finished? The power of sin over you is finished. What is finished? Power of death over you is finished. What is finished? Hopelessness is finished. What is finished? The effect of anything that Satan does is finished. So even though it really looked bad that day, I submit to you that Good Friday was really a good day. How do I know? Because all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his plan. So the first thing you must know is that no matter what happens, God has a plan. He's never stranded, never. So at this point, Satan was rejoicing. Like there was a whole party in hell, like everyone was grooving. We won, checkmate, we beat him at his game, and all kinds of celebration was going on. And because you know God is God, we were just chilling, waiting to play his last card. It seemed like it was a hopeless day. This is the Messiah. People must have been so broken. I don't even want to think how Peter would have cried wherever he was. I don't even want to think what was going through John's heart. And then in the midst of that, hanging on the cross, in all of that pain, Jesus was still thinking about other people. For he looks across and sees his mother, and he thinks about her, because at that time, a woman either needed her husband or she needed her son to take care of her. And he thought to himself, I'm not going to let this woman suffer because I'm no longer here. He hands her over to Apostle John. And the Bible says that from that day on, he took her home as his mother and he took care of her. And that's how Jesus is. He always takes care of us. So Friday looks like a bad day. Looks like a lot of bad things were happening on that day. Everybody was hopeless because Jesus had died falsely. A man that had no sin, a man that did no wrong. Pontius Pilate proved that over and over again. And yet he died. And it seemed like God had lost. But let me tell you, it's the same thing. When something goes wrong in your life, seemingly wrong, know this, that all things work together. So no matter how bad it looks, it's actually for your good. No matter how bad it looks, it's actually good. Because even though Friday is here, Sunday is coming. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible before breakfast with Mildred Kingsley Okonkwo.